But how much deeper, how much more powerfully arresting must the love of Jesus Christ affect me when it has entered my heart, when it has possessed me, when it has gripped me. And beloved, that's what Paul means when he says he has apprehended me. Jesus, have I given you a chance to apprehend me like that? Or have I never given you time enough to speak to me lovingly? The voice of my beloved that knocketh. At night, when everything is asleep and the whole city is bathed in silence and in darkness, there's the voice of my beloved. He says, my head is filled with dew and my locks with the drops of the night. And she is so taken up with her own adornments. Well, how can I get up? I'll soil my feet. But he looks through the lattice. He knocks again. Has he gripped you? Has the love of Jesus Christ arrested your attention? Have you awakened? Have you opened your eyes and looked upon Jesus until your heart has been set on fire? You can't escape it. Oh, if you just give him a chance, and if you're the worst sinner in all the world, I tell you that love of Jesus will grip you. It gripped the Apostle Paul, even though he says he was the chief of sinners. And what did he do? One thing I do, and he calls upon all those who pride themselves with being perfect to do as he does. Forget the things that are behind. The prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus lies before you. It's to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. How little we know of that.